I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice series. When can't you make an Erev Tchumen? So the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf, Pei Beis and Aleph, we started a new parak today, Ketzeh Mishtatpim B'Tchumen, again discussing the halachas of Erev Tchumen in order to allow you to walk more than 2,000 amos outside of your city. So the Gemara tells us when you're able to make an Erev Tchumen. Omer Rav Yosef, Eim Arvin El Ledvar Mitzvah, for the purpose of a mitzvah, you're able to make an Erev Tchumen. What are examples of a mitzvah? So the Mishnah really referenced two scenarios, Lebeis HaAvel or Lebeis HaMishta. To go pay a shiva call, to console a mourner, which isn't so simple on Shabbos, come up with that case. Lebeis HaMishta, to go to a party. So what's a party? So it seems that it's a wedding. People typically don't get married on Shabbos. Perhaps you get married Friday afternoon, and on Shabbos was the Suda. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Taf Tesvav, Sif Aleph, there are more examples. So Ein Ma'arvin Eruv Tchumen El Advar Mitzvah, you're only able to make an Erev Tchumen for a mitzvah. Kigon Shehaya Rotz Leilich HaBeis HaAvel, again, you wanted to console a mourner. O LeBeis HaMishta Shal Nesuin, to go to a wedding. O LeHakbil Pnei Rabbo, if you want to go greet your Rebbe, that makes sense. There's a mitzvah to go spend time with your Rebbe, to greet your Rebbe. O Chavero Sheba Min HaDerech, or even your friend. So what type of mitzvah is that, to greet your friend? The Mishnah Brura says that even if your friend isn't a Talmud Chacham, Afidu Einu Chacham, even if he's not a wise person, the Chashav is that mitzvah, Kivin Sheba Min HaDerech. Your friend's coming back from a trip, there's a mitzvah to go greet him. You're able to make an Erev Tchumen L'Dvar Mitzvah to go greet your friend who's coming back from a trip. Ukiyotze Be'elu, and other things like this. What are other things like this? So the Mishnah Brura explains, what are these other things? Kivin Sherot Shetzarech Lotzeis L'Fakeach L'Iskerabim. You're helping the community. You're helping public affairs. Okay, I can understand. You're helping the community. That's a mitzvah. Olechas bris mila, to go to a bris. Olisbal b'minyan. All beautiful mitzvahs. Davening with a minyan. Attending a bris. Going to weddings. The Mishnah Brura says even an engagement party. Consoling mourners. All beautiful mitzvahs. Adds on the Rama. O shirotza leilich l'tayil b'yomtif o'shabbos v'pardes. You want to walk in the gardens. Why? Sheish bo simcha. You're happy. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you want to be happy, you want to go on a nice spatzir, you want to go on a walk, walk in the gardens, mikri dvar mitzvah, that's also a dvar mitzvah. So the question begs, what's not a dvar mitzvah? Where would you be going on Shabbos or Yom Tov? That's not for a mitzvah. You're taking care of something, it's nearly, almost inevitably going to be a mitzvah. You're not taking care of something, you're just going on a leisure walk, that's also a mitzvah. So what's a case that's not a mitzvah? I saw Rabbi Yaakov Bloy. He has a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, on Hilchos Erevin, and he asks a question, which he doesn't really have a resolution to this question. Are you able to walk, are you able to set an Erev Tchumen to walk on Shabbos for the purpose of performing a mitzvah after Shabbos? He doesn't bring a proof one way or the other, but perhaps that would be a case that potentially would be prohibited. That's a very unique scenario. There has to be something more than that. There has to be other cases. I'm sure everyone could come up with other cases, but just think about it. It's really interesting. So many cases, this qualification that the Gemara gives, Rabbi Yosef says, and you're only able to do it for a Dvar Mitzvah, the Ramah expands it so much that there are very few cases that you wouldn't be able to make an Erev Tchumen for Shabbos.